This Polonaise is composed of two distinct sections, a section A and a section B. And section A is made up of measures 1 through 8. Section B will be made up of measures 9 through 18. The way this song is arranged is we will do section A twice, then we will do section B once, and then go back and repeat section A again. So let's start with section A. Here are its first four measures. We are in the key of G minor for the A section. For the B section, we're back into the key of B flat, which is the relative major for G minor, which means they share the same key signature, that being all the B's and E's are expected to be flatted, and so that is notated at the beginning of each line, with a flat sign on the B line and the E space and the treble and bass clef. In this section A, though, we will have some of the harmonic form going on, so that's where the F sharp will show up. Because in the G minor scale, in its natural form, the F's are natural. But there's the F sharp, and you can see it fits right in with this, especially when the chord becomes a D7, the underlying chord. You need that F sharp. So we have this going on. This is the harmonic form of the G minor scale in section A, and that explains the F sharps showing up. So let's start in there. I want to start with just measures 1 and 2, though. Here they are. Right hand, we're starting off with B flat and G. This is the B flat above middle C with our first, and the G above that with our fifth. With the left hand, we're playing the G two below middle C with our fifth. These hit together. Left hand, stay down. Right hand, play your B flat and G again. And then I need both notes to go to the left. So first finger, your thumb, needs to move down to A. With it, fourth finger, play the F sharp above that. Then come back and play the B flat and G again. Then left hand, play the B flat above the G you just played with your third. At this point, right hand, come off of your notes. Then left hand, play the G below that with your fifth. And then the D above that with your first. And that's measure 1. For measure 2, right hand, move up to C and A above the B flat and G you just played. We will use fingers 1 and 5 for this. These will play by themselves. So they hit together, hit them again. Then we're going to move both of these to the left. So first finger, go to the B flat below the C you just played. Fourth finger, play the G above that. Come back to the C and A, hit it and hold it. Then left hand, play the F sharp 2 below middle C with your third. As soon as you hit it, right hand can come off of its two notes. Then left hand, play the D below that F sharp, and then reach up and play the D above that with the first. And that is measure 2. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.